Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Lamed Hey, and we are 13 lines from the bottom of daf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. So we're continuing and really finishing the halachas discussed in the Mishnah on daf Chav Tes Amid Beis, which was Elu Dvarim Shalev De Kechavim Asurin, the Isuran Isser Hanas. So the Mishnah had given a list of things that are Aser and Aser Bahana because of the affiliation, because of the attachment, the association that they have with Oivdei Koychavim. The most prominent item mentioned in the Mishnah, of course, is Yayin. Now we're discussing probably the second most prominent, and that is Gvina. Cheese of an Oivdei Koychavim is Aser. Mishnah had said that Gvina Spesu Naiki, there was Machloikis Rameir and the Chachavim. According to Rameir, the Gvinois that came from Besu Naiki were Aser Bahana. According to the Chachavim, Eini Suron Iser Hana. And then the Gemara went into a discussion. Why, according to the Chacham, that Gvina Spesu Naiki are not Aser Bahana, but merely Aser Bachila? Why are they, in fact, Aser Bachila? And the truth is, the question is not only for Gvina Spesu Naiki, but it's for all Gvina Sakum. Why is Gvina Sakum Aser? Meaning, Rameir holds that it's Aser Bahana. We saw the Gemara yesterday. It's because Rameir is Chayish Lamiyuta, and he was worried about the Miyut of Agolim that were Avodah Zarah, and being that the people, when they would make cheese, they would be maimed the cholov in the agolim. There was a possibility that maybe there hasn't a little bit of Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is aser bahana. It's for that reason, Gvina Spesu Naiki was aser bahana. But according to the Chachamim, it's not aser bahana, which means that the iser is not related to Avodah Zarah. L'chura. If it's not related to Avodah Zarah, so then the question is, why is it even aser bachila? So the Mishnah mentioned a discussion, a very interesting discussion, between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yeshua. It's kedai to go through it again. Very, very quickly, we'll go through it outside, actually. The Mishnah had said, Shol Rabbi Shmuel is Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Shmuel had asked Rabbi Yeshua, they were walking together, and he said, "Mipnei ma asru gvinos oivdei kechavim." It's Rabbi Shmuel, the Kohen Gadol, asks Rabbi Yeshua, the Av Beis Din. He says, "Why is it that the Chachamim said that gvinos oivdei kechavim are asru?" So he told him back, "It's you ever make cheese? When you make cheese, you take some of the keva, some of the stomach of the animal, and either you put some of the stomach in the milk or you put some of the milk in the keva. But the bottom line is, there's keva of nevela in it. Obviously, if the oivdei kechavim are making it, and as a result, there's nevela." If there's nevela, it should be aser. But Rabbi Shmuel told Rabbi Shua they can't be, because we know that halacha is that the kohanim, when they would shecht the carbon oil and they'd be makriv the carbon oil, if there was any milk inside the oil, the kohanim were allowed to drink it. Now some hold that it was aser midrabbanan, but midday rice, everybody holds that the milk was something that you were allowed to drink. Why you allowed to drink the milk? The milk is inside the keva. L'chura, it's something that should be aser. Elamai, you see that if something's in the keva, it doesn't necessarily make it aser. So just like the milk inside the keva of the oila is an aser, l'chura mehai taima, the milk that we now place inside the keva in the nevela shouldn't be aser either. So Rabbi Shua said, I hear the reason it's aser is because they're maimed in the keva of Avodah Zarah, meaning it's something that's so chamer. It's Avodah Zarah. It's more chamer than Oila. It's more chamer than Nevela. And that's why they made it Aser. You're right. If the Chashash was Nevela, it wouldn't be a problem because Oila is more chamer than Nevela. And you see, by Oila, it's not an issue. The reason this is a problem is because they maimed it in the keva of Avodah Zarah. But he told him back, if that's the case, why isn't it Aser Bahanas? And now you're coming back to Rameir, essentially. You're telling me there's an Isser Hanah issue. If there's Avodah Zarah problem, then l'chura should be aser bahana. So the Gemara says Rabbi Yeshua didn't answer him, but rather Rabbi Yeshua changed the topic, and he quoted about pasuk in Shir Hashirim, and he asked him, how do you read the pasuk in Shir Hashirim? We'll get to that momentarily, but in the meantime, we have a very important Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Shaul Rabbi Yishmael, Amar Rav Achdavoy, Amar Rav Hamekadesh Beferesh Shor Haniskol Mikudeshas. If somebody's Mekadesh in Isha, he's Mekadesh in Isha with the excrement of a Shor Haniskol. So don't try this at home, but that's how he proposed to his wife. He said, I'd like to marry you. I have to give you kesef or shava kesef. I'm going to give you shava kesef. There's no ring. There's no diamonds. But rather this feresh, that's when the shor goes to the bathroom, of a shor haniskel, no less. So the halacha is mekudeshes. She's married. Beferesh egli oivet skechavim. If, however, he was mekadesher with the excrement of an egel that was avodah zarah, ain't a mekudesh, it's not mekudesh. Now, what's the shayla? What does a shor haniskel and and Egel of Avodah Zarah have in common? They're both Asa B'Hanah. Isuri Hanah is considered to be valueless. If you can't have Hanah from it, what value does it have? So if someone's Mekadosh with a Shana Niskel, of course the Kedushin is not Chal. If someone's Mekadosh with an Egel of Avodah Zarah, of course the Kedushin is not going to be Chal. What happened over here was, the person was Mekadosh not with the Shana Niskel, not with the Egel that was Avodah Zarah, but rather with the ferish, with the excrement, with what comes out of it. And the shail is, is it considered part of the animal, or is it not considered part of the animal? If it's considered part of the animal, it's Asa B'Hanah. You can't be Mekadosh with it. If it's not considered part of the animal, then it's not going to be Asa B'Hanah. You could be Mekadosh. And Reb Achtavoy said in the name of Rav, it depends. Sometimes the ferish of a Surei Hanah is considered Asur B'Hanah, and sometimes it's not considered Asur B'Hanah. If it's from the Shara Niskel, it's not viewed as Isur Hanah. If it's from Avodah Zarah, it is viewed as Isur Hanah. Thus, Eina Mekudeshes. And the Gemara says, why? What's the chilek? They're both Asur B'Hanah. Manoshach, the fetish of Isur Hanah. Is it Isur Hanah? Is it not Isur Hanah? So the Gemara says, I can tell you two reasons. Iba Yisei Mesvara, Viba Yisei Merkur. Iba Yisei Mesvara, if you want, I can explain to you with a Svara. Gabi Egli, Avodah Kechavim, Nichalei Benafche. If somebody brings an animal, Avodah Zarah, he wants the animal to be fat. He wants it to be a gebifte animal. The more gezint it is, the more chashuv his hakrov is. As a result, he feels that this ferish, which essentially makes the eagle a little bit fatter, is actually chashuv. Being that it's chashuv, he gives it a chashivus. We look at it as being part of the animal, thus it's going to be Asa B'Hanah. That's why if someone's Mekadosh, Beferish, Egle, Avodah Zarah, Chavim, Eina Mekudeshes, I will go, Shara Niskel, Nichalei B'Nifkei, but a Shara Niskel, fat or skinny, he doesn't care, he doesn't care how big the Shara Niskel is, but Avodah Zarah, it's Nichalei. Being that there's no Nichalei, we look at it as being independent, it's separate of the animal. If it's separate of the animal, it's not considered Isurei Hanah, despite the fact that the animal itself is considered Isurei Hanah. So that was a svar. You might say, Marko, or I can explain it to you with a pasuk. It says by Avodah Zarah, not only can you have Hanah from Avodah Zarah, but it says the word Me'uma. And Me'uma says Rashi, last Rashi on the Omid, Vafilu Perish. It's coming to be Marba. Even this, that you would think is maybe not part of the animal, even that is considered part of the animal. Similar to like we have Parsha Zohar, Timcha, Zecher Amalek, Zecher, everything. La Yidbak Biyotcha Me'uma. It's coming to be Marba. The rabbi is even the Ferris. Because if awesome, but the Shar Niska, you don't have that. It says, Sokol Yisokol Ashar. V'lo Yiyocheles. Bisarei, Bisarei, Aser, Aval Pirsha, and Guteres. Only the Basel is going to be Mutter, but the Farish itself is going to be Mutter. So Iba Yisei Masfar, Iba Yisei Makra, but what's the bottom line? Stami Surei Hana, such as by a Shar Haniskol, the Farish is not considered part of the Surei Hana. So that the halach is, if someone's Mekadosh and Isha, for example, with the Farish of a Shar Haniskol, we'll have Dafke Shar Haniskol. Any Surei Hana, the halach is, the Kedushin is going to be Chal. It's Dafke by Avodah Zarah, Iba Yisei Masvara, because the person that is makriv, his animal, Avodah Zarah, wants it to be as big as possible. Thus, he gives chshivus to the ferish. That it gives it the status as being part of the animal. Or it's learned that from the pasuk, yidbak biyotcha me'uma l'rabois afilu ferish. But the bottom line is, when it comes to being mekadosh with the ferish of Avodah Zarah, within the kedushin, is not going to be chal. Oh, my Rava, Rava said, travayu tanini. I can prove both of these halachas, both halves of what Rav Achdevoy said in the name of Rav from our mission. Why? It's me, the kamal of nation, be the mekeves nevela. V'kama hadolei v'akeves oylo chamura mekeves nevela. Michal di suri hana, sharu pirshayu. What did we say? The Mishnah, we saw that the Kehanin midday raisa for sure, and maybe even midday rabbanon, were allowed to drink the milk that came out of the keva. Now, the milk that's inside an animal after you shech the animal is analogous to the ferish. It's the same thing. The ferish is in the animal, but it's not really part of the animal. It's not one of the limbs, not one of the evarim of the animal. The milk is in the animal, but it's not one of the evarim of the animal. And what was the halacha? The halacha was that the cholov that's inside the oila, if the kohen can handle it, if he's not queasy, drink it. Maybe not mid rabbanon, but midday raisa for sure. There's absolutely no issue. Why? Because we look at it as ferish. So you see ferish of an oila's mutter, not oila's Yisurei Hanah. So you see that the fetish of the oila is not viewed as Yisurei Hanah. And at the same time, what else do you see in the Mishnah? Midah Kamalei, what was Rabbi Yeshua's response? Rabbi Yeshua said, you're right, the reason Gvina is also is not because they put it in the Nevela. It's because they put it in Avodah Zarah. Mipnei Shema Midah Noisa Bekevas Egle Avodah Kechavim. And what did Rabbi Shmuel tell Rabbi Yeshua? V'kama Hadalei, he told him, Im Kein Lamalei Yisru B'Hanah. Why didn't they make it also B'Hanah? Meaning if there's a chshash of Keba, now the milk should become Asa B'Hanah. So you see from here that the milk would be Asa B'Hanah, so that the ferish should be Asa B'Hanah as well. Either way, Freik the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yishmael had this back and forth. The discussion was Gvinas Akum, Gvinas Beisunaiki. Why is it Asa Bachila? Rabbi Meir held it was Asa Bahana, clearly related to Avodah Zarah. The question was, why, according to the Chachamim, that we're not concerned with Avodah Zarah, they're not Chayesh Lemiyuta, as we saw in yesterday's daf, so there's only an Isra Achila, why is there in fact an Isra Achila? So Rabbi Yeshua took a few stabs at it, and at the end, what did Rabbi Yeshua say? Mipnei shemamid enoisa bekevas egle avodas kechavim. And Rabbi Shmuel told Rabbi Yeshua the perfect response. He said, if that's the issue, then it should be also b'hanah as well. I mean, you're coming back to Rabbi Meir, essentially. You're telling me you're worried about avodas zara. So if you're worried about avodas zara, just like Rabbi Meir held gvinas beisunaiki also b'hanah, because of the chashash avodas zara, then all gvinas akim should be also, or you too at least should be minded that gvinas beisunaiki should be also b'hanah. So what did Rabbi Yeshua do? He changed the topic. Frank the Gemara, why did he change the topic? He could have given him an answer. He should have said, Mishum the Lesili Surabene. Why didn't he say that the only time Avodah Zarah is Asa B'Hanah, that's if you have a tangible piece of Avodah Zarah. So you have a piece of meat from an animal that was hukra of Avodah Zarah, that's going to be Asa B'Achila, it's also going to be Asa B'Hanah. But if you have just the tam of Avodah Zarah, because you have bliyos and pleitos, but it's not a dover mamoshi, it's not be'en, you can't touch it, you can't feel it, you can taste it, but you can't feel it, maybe over there there's no Isser Hana. Why didn't he answer that? It's not a bad answer. So fake the Gemara, l'chura, Rabbi Yeshua had to change the topic, he could have given him an answer, he could have told him that that's the reason. And not just that, the Gemara says, I'll give you precedence for it. Because earlier in the Mishnah, these are not easy Gemaras, but earlier in the Mishnah, we had the halacha of Murius. Murius was this fish taruvois, where the halach is that the murv yusuf of a balabayas is aser of an umen it's mutter. Why was it aser, the murv yusuf of a balabayas? Because there's a little bit of yayin esach. There's a chash alkoponim that they mixed yayin, and maybe the yayin is troubling. So the bottom line is, it's going to be aser. Stating that, the rabbanon hold that murius is only aser b'achila. It's not aser b'hanah. Rav Meir holds it's aser b'hanah. But the chachamim held that it's only aser b'achila. The freak the gemara, murius rabbanon le'aser b'hanah, my time, why isn't not Asa B'Hanah? If you're worried about Yayin is always Asa B'Hanah. So how come it's not Asa B'Hanah? Lav Nishum D'Lesi L'Isra Be'enei, presumably. Because even though the halach is that Yayin is Asa B'Hanah, but that's only if it's Be'en. But if all you have is a blia or a plate of Yayin or a tam of Yayin, maybe over there it's not going to be Asa B'Hanah. So say the same thing over here. Says the Gemara, Amri, no, here the Chacham held it was different. Here Rabbi Yeshua felt, you can't say that. Meaning it's true, maybe Murius, the reason it's only Asa B'Achila, not Asa B'Hanah, is because the yayin, which is really Asa B'Hanah, is not be'en. And when the Isuri Hanah is not be'en, it doesn't create Isuri Hanah. But here, it's different. It's the same thing. The Isuri Hanah is from the eagle that was Avodah Zarah, and it's not be'en. You just took the milk, you put it in the keva, and you're worried about there being a little bit of something in it. You can't see it. It's there. It's nice and tam, maybe, but you can't see it. So if you can't see it, l'chura, it's not be'en. Mar says, tremendous svar. Kivan the ukme kamoikim chashiv lekamand isili sur beinet. It's true, you don't see the Avodah Zarah, but you see the impact of the Avodah Zarah. Because the keva that was Avodah Zarah took the cholov and it converted it to cheese. How do you go from cholov to cheese? The keva. That's what created this chemical reaction. So if the keva did something, and you see the teitzah, the result of what the keva did, in halacha, that's called be'en. Super lumdus. Even though it's true, you can't see it. I don't see the Avodah Zarah. But I see the effect of the Avodah Zarah. So if you see the effect of the Avodah Zarah, it's as if the Avodah Zarah is here right now. Like tzadikim b'misasam kruyim chayim. They're not alive, but their effect is alive. They're chayv v'chayim. It's true, you don't see it. It's not be'en. But what do you see? You see cheese, and the cheese is here only because it's a teitzah of the keva. That makes the keva of Avodah Zarah being ben. Thus, you can't tell me this svara that it's not Asa B'Hanah, because it's not ben. It is ben. If it's ben, so Rabbi Shmuel had a great kasha to Rabbi Yeshua. Don't tell me cheese is Asar because you're worried about Avodah Zarah. If you're worried about Avodah Zarah, you would have made it Asa B'Hanah. You know that's not the right reason. So either way, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yeshua, they go back and forth. Why did the Chachamim say that Gvinas Akum is Asar? By the way, why didn't Rabbi Yeshua just say that the reason Gvinas Akum is Aser? Because Cholav Akum is Aser. So if Cholav Akum is Aser, Memela Gvinas Akum is Aser. But is that so true? Is Cholav Akum Aser? Cholav Stam, Tachlas. Is it Aser? No, we'll get to that. But that's something that the Rishonim discussed. But either way, Gvinas Akum, Rabbi Yeshua had a few attempts why Gvinas Akum should be Aser. At the end of the day, Rabbi Shmuel responded to everything that Rabbi Yeshua said, Rabbi Yeshua didn't give Rabbi Shmuel a good answer. So what did Rabbi Shmuel do? What do you do if you're stuck? He changed the topic. So he changed the topic. He said, you know, let me ask you a question. He says, Amala Yishmol Achi, Heich Atokaira. How do you read? The pasuk says right in the beginning of Shir Hashirim, Yishakeinim Inashikas Piyu, Ki Toivim Doidecha Miyoyim. Now, it's a conversation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. Shir Hashirim is a mashal. And the man in the mashal is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the woman in the mashal is Knesset Yisrael. And Knesset Yisrael is talking to Hashem and saying, Yishakeinu Minashikas Piyu, Miloshen Meshika, kiss me, ki toivim doidecha, miyoyin. And Rabbi Shua asked Rabbi Shmuel, I have two ways I can read this pasuk. I can read the pasuk that Klal Yisrael is telling Hashem, ki toivim doidecha, ki ilu doidecha shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sweeter than wine, or maybe fakert. It's not doidecha, but rather it's doidayech loshen akeva. Now, why would Klal Yisrael, who's the akeva, be talking about doidayich? That doesn't make sense. What they're telling Hashem is, Hashem, you told us, ki toivim doidayich miayin. So therefore, yishakeinim inashikas piyu. So that was what he told him. How do you read it? This way, you read it that way. So he told him back. They were able to be machriyat from the next pasuk. Now, at first glance, what was he trying to say? L'chur, he was trying to change the topic, and he was trying to ask him a hard question, a hard dicta question, something that was going to require him to start thinking about something else. It's like this, he'd go away from thinking about Gevina. But first, says the Gemara as follows, Mikey, Tovim Doidecha Miyayin. What does it mean? Kesra Avdim Yomar, Amr Knesrof, Nei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Arevim Olai, Divrei Doidecha, Rashi says, Divrei Soifrim, Deidecha Miloshin, Miloshin, Anile Doidi, V'doidi li, doidecha, the ones that you love. Who does Hashem love? Divrei Soifrim, the Talmid Chachamim, Yoisim Yenu Shel Torah, that the Divrei Soifrim is more geshmak than Yenu Shel Torah. What was Rabbi Yishmol then, or Rabbi Yeshua then trying to tell Rabbi Yishmol? He was quoting this pasuk because there's an innuendo in this pasuk to the idea, to the chshivas of Divrei Soifrim. So the Chachamim said, Gvinas Hakim is Aser, and you have to realize, Divrei Soifrim is a raven Allah, Yoisim Yenish al Torah, Divrei Torah Shabbat Pez, even more Chashim and Torah Shabbat Ksav. We have to be careful when we talk about Gzeris Chazal. But either way, Maishna Haikra Deshaili, why do you ask him from this Pasuk, and the way the Marshal explains it, that even though clearly there was a double meaning over here, meaning he threw this Pasuk at him, number one, to distract him, and number two, to make a point. The point was, you see in this Pasuk, the Chshivas of Divrei Soifrim. So Rabbi Shmuel, you're asking me a lot of good kashas, but the bottom line is, we have to be careful. We can't be mezalzel on Takonos Chachamim. But the Gemara says, still, there are other Pesukim, meaning that's the way the Marshal explains the Gemara's kasha that he could have thrown at him. Psukim that are more confusing, psukim that are a little bit more direct in terms of showing the chshivas of not being mezalzel in Divrei Soifrim. I'm Rav Shimon ben Pazi, because you know what the punchline of this pasuk was? V'teim Rav Shimon barabi mireisha dekra kamale, yishakeinim inashikas piyu. That was the real part of the pasuk he wanted. Amar le yishmol achi, chashoy ksif soisecha zu bazu, close your mouths like you do when you kiss someone, val teval lahashiv. And don't ask any questions on this gzera. So that was why he threw this pasuk at him. He liked the beginning of the pasuk, Rabbi Yeshua did. Yishakeinu minashikas piyu, which means close your mouth, don't ask questions. The end of the pasuk, ki toivim doidecha miyoyin. He liked that for two reasons. Number one, it's confusing, so it was distracting. And number two, in that pasuk, you see the chashivos of Divrei Soifrim, even Yosef Miyenu Shel Torah. So he wasn't just throwing some random conversation. What do you say about the weather? That wasn't what Rabbi Yeshua was doing. He was doing it to a degree. He was diverting his attention. But there was a tifkai, there was a pinimius in the pasuk that he was quoting, both from the reish of the pasuk and from the seif of the pasuk. The reish of the pasuk, yishakeini, like when you kiss someone, you close your lips, don't ask questions. Number two, toivim doidecha miyoyin, realize this is divrei soifrim. The Rabbanon even is very, very chashiv. Yoisim miyeno shal Torah, even more than the Iker Torah Shepiksav, says Rashi. Either way, but the Gemara says, my time, what's the big deal? What was Rabbi Yishmael doing so wrong by asking Rabbi Yeshua questions? Now, what did Rabbi Yishmael do at the end of the day? He said, why did the Chachamim say Gvinas Akam is also? I don't understand. Ramei is worried about Avodah Zarah. Okay, the Chacham aren't worried about Avodah Zarah. How do I know? Because they said it's only Asa B'Achila. It's not Asa B'Hanah. If they're worried about Avodah Zarah, it would be Asa B'Hanah. Obviously, they're worried about something else. What are they worried about? And Rabbi Shmuel doesn't want to. And Rabbi Shua doesn't want to tell him. He told him things that Rabbi Shmuel was very easily able to deflect. Rabbi Yeshua knew the real answer. He just didn't want to tell him what the real answer was. And then finally, when when Rabbi Yishmael seems to have Rabbi Yishua cornered and he has no way of not telling him the real answer, he just changes the topic and he says, "Fregnish as I feel kashrus. Let's talk about something else. What's the big deal?" The reason is because it was a gzeira chadasha. It was a recently instituted gzeira, and being that it was a recently instituted gzeira, the rule is that when the chachamim would make a gzeira, they would not reveal the time. No one was allowed to know. So the chachamim would make a gzeira, and they would issue it without revealing anyone. Even Rabbi Yishmael wasn't allowed to know the reason. Rabbi Yishua knew. Rabbi Yishua was part of the bezdin that made the gzeira. But Rabbi Yishmael himself, so the context is a little different. The context is that the chachamim just issued this unbelievable decree. Gvinos akum, no, it's all over. You can't eat gichol. You have to throw out half your refrigerator. So Rabbi Yishmael meets Rabbi Yishua and he says, "I'm going to get their answer. I'm going to find out why." He says, "What's the reason?" And he won't tell him. And first he says, "Kevas Nevela." Rabbi Yishmael says, "I know it's not about Kevas Nevela because Kevas Oyla is more chomer. We're not worried about Kevas Oyla. Why are you worried about Kevas Nevela?" Then he says, "Oh, it's Kevas Avodah Zarah." He goes, "I know, Rabbi Yishua, it's not about Kevas Avodah Zarah because then it'd be Asabah No. You never said it's Asabah No." And finally he says, "Just Ginikshon, Ki Toivim Doidecha Miyayin, Yishakainim and Yishakaspiu, Machazai. I'm not telling you. What's the big deal?" So you see, that's the context. The context of Rabbi Yishmael is trying to get the reason for it. But the reason you wouldn't tell him is because that is the rule. You do not reveal the time of Gzeira while it's still Chadasha. So says the Gemara, okay, Tachlis, my Gzeira. So now it's not Chadasha anymore. Now it's already 2,000 years later. So now we're allowed to know the reason. Why is Gvinas Akum Maser? And we're going to have about six reasons from here until the Mishnah on Amid Bey. Zok, the Gemara, Amrab Shubba Pazar, Amrab Shubba Ben Leith. The first reason. Mishum Nikor. We're going backwards. It's because of Mashkim Megulim. So you remember the halacha mashkim megulin, daflamed aleph, where the halacha is that if you leave a mashka exposed overnight, there's a chash that a nachash maybe was matal neeres. Today we don't have to be worried about it, but once upon a time it was a real concern that the nachash may have been matal neeres, it may have deposited a little bit of venom, and it's dangerous. How do you make cheese? Milk. So there's a concern that the milk that was used to make cheese may have had a little bit of venom in it, and as a result, that's gonna be the issue. So the issue is mishum nikor. You're worried that a snake may have been menaker. And by the way the Rishonim explained it is twofold. Number one, it could be the snake got into the milk before it became cheese, or maybe right after the cheese was made, so it's still a little bit moist, so maybe at that point it was menakarit. But the point is that you're worried about megulim. But the Gemara says, "Vale male mishum nikar." So why didn't he tell him that? So the Gemara says, "Well, we just spoke out because kidulud amar uluki gaz exir to be marav the megalu time at tracy archishasa because he wasn't allowed to tell him for the first 12 months. Why? Dil me ikka inish tole svirle vasilas azuliba because maybe there's someone who's not going to like the reason and he's going to be mizalzel once the decree is in place. You don't have to worry about these things anymore. But until it's in place, over there, you do have to worry about it. Magad Barab Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the Kasha, if you tell me the reason that Venus Akim is awesome, why? Because you're worried about Megulim. Then have a very easy way to not have to worry about it. Elamayato Yavsha Tishteri. Yashon Tishteri. If the milk drives out, then it shouldn't be a problem. Or if it's aged, it shouldn't be a problem. The Metzius is that if you have a mashka that has eris of a nachash in it, it can't dry, can't turn into a solid. It also can't age. So if that's the case, that there should be hechitimtzas, there should be a fanim where gvina should be mutter. If you know that it had aged, or if it turned into cheese, then l'chura, isn't that a sign that there was no eres? And if there was no eres, it shouldn't be also. Am Reb Chanina said, l'fishni efshel l'baloi tzichtzuchei cholam. It's machlek is Rashi Tosfos, what this Gemara means. Tosfos is the easier pshat. Tosfos says that it could be that the venom somehow got stuck between the gumois of the gvina. That's how it was able to turn into cheese and to dry out. So just because it became gvina isn't a raya that there was no eres in there, and therefore it's still going to be awesome. But either way, the first reason the Gemara seems to give for why Gvina Sakam is Asar, it's related to Megula. Mashmul says, Mibneshim Amida Noisa Ba'ar Kivas Nevela, a different reason. The reason it's Asar is because they used to be Maimid the animal in the oir of the Kevas Nevela. Not the Kevas Nevela, but the oir of the Kevas Nevela. So in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Shmuel that the reason Gvina Sakam is Asar is because when they make cheese, they put it into the Keva, the stomach of the Nevela. But essentially, That wasn't real. That wasn't a real chash. Why was that not the real chash? Because the keva of the nevela is like feresh ba'alma. Being that it's like feresh ba'alma, that's why you could drink the challah from there. It's feresh ba'alma, therefore it wasn't a problem. But the skin, the ur that surrounds the keva, that is not feresh. That's considered part of the animal. So Shmuel said that what the Ovdei Kechavim used to do is they used to put it into the ur of the keva's nevela, and the ur, that's already an issue. So the feresh, what was discussed in the Mishnah, the keva, which was discussed in there, that's feresh. That's not an issue. But the ur of the keva, that's already a problem. Okay, good reason. But the Gemara makes a diak. Keva gufa shaya. It sounds like Shmuel holds that the keva itself would be mutter, which seemed to be the maskana of the Mishnah, right? The keva wasn't the problem, just like the keva of the oila wasn't a problem. But the Gemara says, Miyam, Shmuel Hachid, Shmuel really said, at a time we went to the Mishnah, keva so ive kechavim, vishal nevela, harezu asur. So this is a Mishnah, Mesechta Schuvan. The Mishnah says, the keva of an Oved kechavim and of a nevela are asif. Avinam ba, the otu da ive kechavim lav nevela, lechura, when a guy shechts, the keva is going to be mela be nevela. So why are we calling it two things? The keva of the Ovei Kechavim and the keva of the nevela. Aren't they one and the same? But Amash Shmuel said, Chadik Tani, you're right. The way you read it is as one. Kevas, shchitas, Ovei Kechavim, nevela, a surah. When a guy shechts, the keva is a nevela and it becomes us. Awesome. Meaning it's not two things. The keva of an Ovei Kechavim and the keva of a nevela. But it's one thing. The keva of an Ovei Kechavim is a nevela, thus, therefore, it's going to be awesome. What do you see from here? That even the keva is awesome. So it's funny that Shmuel says the Gemara would say that they had to be maimited in the ur of the keva in order for it to be a problem. Doesn't Shmuel, the way he explained that Mishnah, Masechtas Chulin, hold that even the keva itself is awesome? The Gemara says, like Kasha, Kan Koidim Chazara, Kan La'acha Chazara. That was our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, there was a shakla v'tarya between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yeshua, whether the keva of Nevela was aser or the keva wasn't an aser. Well, Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Yeshua the question, why is Kvinas Akum aser? What did Rabbi Yeshua answer? Because they're maimed in the keva of Nevela. And then Rabbi Shmuel told him, no, the keva of Nevela is not a problem. I know that from the Oila. So he said, you're right. It's related to Avodah Zarah. So you see, there's a before and after in the Mishnah. There was a before and after. There was a time in the Mishnah where Rabbi Yeshua seemed initially to think, unless he was just diverting him, but the Gemara is now is learning that he really thought that the cave of the Nevela was Aser. It was Rabbi Shmuel who proved to him from the Oila that the cave is really not Aser. So this Mishnah Masechtas Chulin, the way Shmuel's learning it, was all in the Havamin of Rabbi Yeshua, where Rabbi Yeshua originally told Rabbi Shmuel that the cave was really Aser. According to that, this Mishnah is true. Kevas Shchitas Oive Kechavim Nevela Asura. But when Rabbi Shmuel proved to Rabbi Yeshua that that wasn't right, Shmuel came around, and Shmuel said that Mishnah must be wrong. If that Mishnah is wrong, then Kevas Nevela is really not an issue. What is the issue? Only the Ur of a Kevas Nevela. And that's why Shmuel said that. You want to know why Kvinas Akam is also, not because they're maimed in the Keva, they're maimed in the Ur Keva. There's a Mishnah where you see when the maimed in the Nevela, that Mishnah is all in the Havamina. Now, if the Mishnah is in the Havamina, so why didn't they just erase this Mishnah? The Gemara asks the Kasha, Mishnah Loizaza Ben Kaima. Once the Mishnah was in place, the Mishnah was in place. It's true, there is a Mishnah where Shmuel was mefarish as saying that the cave was aser, but that was all in Rabbi Yeshua's original time to Rabbi Shmuel in our Mishnah. But lafia emes, the cave is not an issue, it's the oir of the cave. Rav Malkiya mishmed Rav Adabara Hava, a third reason. The Ovdei Kechavim, when they used to make cheese, they would smear it with fat of a chazer. That's the key word, b'shumen chazer. They would smear it with the fat of a chazer, and as a result, you have a nisa chazer, that's why it's going to be aser. By the way, who just said this? Rav Malkiya. So usually when the Gemara mentions Rav Malkiya, so we have the Gemara's disclaimer. There were two Amiram in Shas. One was Rav Malkiyoi, one was Rav Malkiya. They each said three halachas, and you have to remember which one is which. So this is Rav Malkiya. By the way, if you look at the Gemara, Chavtes Amid Aleph on the bottom, that was the last time we had it. The Gemara said Bluris, Ephraim Mikla. What was the third one? Ugvina, Rav Malkiya. So Gvina is Rav Malkiya. That's this halacha right here. So the last one we had was Bluris, and here we have Gvina. This is one of the three that are Rav Malkiya. Rav Chizda said, another pshamet nation, because they used to be maimed in vinegar. And the vinegar in the times of Chazal was spoiled wine. That's essentially what it was. That means it was once yayin. So you have in here issues of yayin. They used to be maimed with the sap of fruit that was arla. Arla is aser. Therefore, there's a problem. Kiman zok tigmar ki aitan. That only works according to one tanya. Now we learned in a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Arla. Reb Leza Omer. Reb Leza says, "Amaymi d'traf Arla aser." If somebody makes cheese using the sap of Arla, it's aser. Neishu peri. Because the sraf, the sap of the fruit is like the fruit itself. Therefore, it's going to be aser. Meaning, it sounds like then that the whole isik vinas akum is only according to Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara says, no, I feel between Rabbi Yeshua. I can't let Rabbi Yeshua about Rabbi Eliezer, Ella Bekit for the Gusa. Even Rabbi Yeshua that argues with Rabbi Eliezer in that Mishnah, he only argued with the sap of the wood. So the wood, the bark of the tree, if you take that sap, he holds that's not arlos. If you make cheese from that, that's not an ish. Avo v'kat for the peri moidi, but the sap of the fruit itself, he's going to be moida. V'hainu detnam. By the way, that's pshat in another mishnah in Masechtas Arlo, where the mishnah says, "Am Rabbi Yeshua, shamati, I heard the fish. Maimed the srafa olin u'besrafa ikimut." Yeshua said it clearly. If someone makes cheese using the sraf of the leaves of a tree or the root of the tree, it's not a problem. Besraf ha-pagin, but if he uses the sap of fruit, even unripened fruit, aser, nebnei shu peri, because it's a peri. But the bottom line is, that was what Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said, that the reason the cheese of a goy is aser, because they used to be maimed it, not with nevela, not with avodah zarah, they used to use arla. And arla is also machalos asuras. And they would use the sraf, the sap, of the fruit of the arla. And even though there's a machlokes Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, whether sraf arla is asur, that's the sraf, that's the sap of the leaves, the sap of the bark of the tree. But in terms of the fruit itself, even Rabbi Yeshua, he said mefurish, shamati, I heard beferish, that it's going to be asur. So this is something that's asur, according to everybody. Bottom line is, so the Gemara gave a whole list of reasons why Gvinas Akim is asur. Either it's related to Magulim, or it could be it's related to the fact that they used to be maimed with the oil of the Kevas Nevela, which would make it aser. It could be, like Rav Malkiya said, that they used to smear it with the fat of a chazer. Rav Chizda said that they used to be maimed it using chaymetz vinegar, which was previously wine. And Rav Nachman Yitzchok said it's because they were maimed it with sraf of a fruit. That's our freak the Gemara. Beinu Rav Chizda, Beinu Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Titzer Bahana. According to the first pshat, that it's aser mishum megulim, I understand why it's only aser b'achila. Megulim is not aser b'ana. Megulim is only aser b'achila. According to Shmuel, that said he's worried about the or of the Kevas Nevela, it's related to Issa Nevela. Issa Nevela is Issuri Achila. Issa Nevela is not Asabana. According to Rav Malkiya, that said it's related to the Shuman of a Chazer, I also understand why it's only Asab Achila and it's not Asabana. Because Chazer is Asab Achila. Chazer is not Asabana. But according to the latter two Pshatim, Rav Chizda, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Rav Chizda said it's also because he worried about the Chaymetz of a guy. Chaymetz was Yayin. Yayin is Asab Ano. And Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said it's because you're worried about Sraf of Arla. Arla is also Asab Ano. So Titzer Bano, for the Gemara, why is it only Asab Achila? Bechuri to be Asab Ano as well. And the Gemara says, Kasha. What does Kasha mean? So Rishonim always speak out. What's the difference between Tufta and Kasha? Tufta means there's no answer. Tufta means checkmate. Kasha means there's an answer, but it's a little bit of a dochuk. The Gemara, for whatever reason, doesn't want to give the answer. But whenever there's a kasha, you can really harava and try to figure out what the teretz is. It's a daichik, but you'd have to know what the teretz is. Either way, Zakhti Gemara, Darish Rav Nachman, Breda Rav Chizda. So this is the calm before the storm. Before we learn the next Mishnah, which amongst these sugyas and these Mishnayas is probably the Mishnah with the hey idea in terms of halacha l'maisa. So we have a little divrei agada. So we mentioned Shir HaShirim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Beis. So we'll mention Shir HaShirim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Gimel. The Pasuk says, L'reach shmanecha toivin, shemen turak, shmecha, alkein alomois ahevucha. Zok de Gemara Darish, Anachem, Bereder, Rav Chizda, Maidich, Siv, L'reach shmanecha toivin. L'ma Talmud Chacham, Daim, L'tzuch, Shal Plaitin. Why is a Talmud Chacham compared to a Tzlecha Shal Plaitin? So Plaitin is a certain type of oil. It's an oil that smells good. Megula Recha Noidev, Mechusa Ein Recha Noidev. The reason is because if the Talmud Chacham is Megula, he exposed himself, Rashi says, meaning when he teaches Torah L'Talmidim, then Recha Noidev. Rashi says, Yetzei Loi Shem. Then people are going to know about him. But if it's Mechusa, if he doesn't teach Torah, then Ein Recha Noidev, then he can't shear. Meaning he's all for himself. If somebody teaches Torah, things that technically should have been hidden from him, suddenly become revealed to him. It says, Alumois is Miloshon
alun, it's hidden. So if somebody teaches Torah, he gets a special siyata d'shmaya that he knows things that maybe otherwise he wouldn't have known. V'lo yoyd, elo shemalach hamavis ayavoy. He becomes good with the malach hamavis. Shenemar alomois ahevucha karibay almavis. This is a play on words. Alomois almavis. He has some shlita on mavis because he comes good with the malach hamavis. V'lo yoyd, elo shenoichel shnei alomois. He yarshins two alomois. What are the two alomois? Echad oylem azev, echad oylem abo. Shenemar alomois. And some speak out that the chiddush is not that he gets olam haba. Why would you think if someone teaches Torah, if someone learns Torah, he gets olam haba? Why if he teaches Torah, should he not get olam haba? The chiddush is that he even gets olam haza. But either way, so a fascinating gemara. We can speak out some drush here, but we have a lot to do. Zok the mishnah vayter. So there's really three mishnayos that we're going to learn that discuss these halachas of Ovdei Kechavim. The first one was the Mishnah on Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, and that discussed Dvarim Shal Ovdei Kechavim Asurin V'Isurin Isra Hana. This next Mishnah discusses Dvarim Shal Ovdei Kechavim that are Isurin V'Ein Isurin Isra Hana. So they're only Asa B'Achila or Shtia, but they're not Asa B'Hana. And then the last Mishnah is going to be the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, and maybe the most interesting, V'Elu Mutarim B'Achila. Dvarim Shal Ovdei Kechavim that maybe you would have thought is aser, but is really mutter. Either way, in terms of halacha l'maisa, there's so much here. So there's so many sugyas in Shas, if you were going to sit down and over to Chavrusa, spend the zman in yeshiva, that ground zero, the starting point would be this Mishnah that we're about to learn. Zok the Mishnah, ve'elu dvarim shalov dekechavim asurin, ve'eni surin iser hanos. So the following things, if they're associated with a guy, aser. Number one, chalav. Chalav akum is aser. But shecholvoy ove kechavim. This is a very important caveat. It's only true if the milk was milked by a goy, ve'en yisrael re'eo, and there's no yid watching. The Mishnah is going to say in Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis that if a yid is watching while the milk or while the cow is being milked, then even though a goy milked it, it's going to be okay. Which is of course the basis for Moshe's famous heter nigris Moshe to cholov companies bisman hazet. But we'll get to that at the end of the week. So number one, cholov shecholvoy ove kechavim ve'en yisrael re'eo. Number two, vahapas bread. The Hashemen, oil. Rebbe says the Mishnah ubeizdina hitiru Hashemen. Even though Shemen previously had been aser, but Rebbe in his bezdin years later came and he was matir Shemen. How you let her do that? L'chura ein bezel yochel avatel divrei bezin chaveroi elim king gadol mimeru b'chachma v'minyan. That's the Gemara's kasha on Daf Lamed Vav and Aleph. And the Gemara says yisoidis nefloim to answer that kasha. So three things: chol of akum is aser. Pas akum is aser, shemen akum was aser, not anymore. Vahashlokos bishul akum is aser. Ukvashim shedarkan losis latoichen yain v'chaimetz. Things that they used to soak in different types of liquids. We'll see more about that. Vetir yes, true for a certain type of fish. Vetir she'emba daga kilbis, brine that doesn't have an daga kilbis. So if the brine has an daga kilbis, it's kosher. If it didn't have this fish called kilbis, it's going to be a problem. Shetetas by swimming in it. Vahachilik. So chilik we had in yesterday's daf. Chilik was a certain tafshel that when the moichim used to sell it, sometimes there was a mixture in it of fish that wasn't kosher. It was very hard to identify it. Therefore, the Chum said it's always going to be awesome. Veha koirit shel chiltis. So that's a very spicy vegetable that was cut, presumably using a non-kosher knife. So you run into blias of davar charif and the knife. So that sets its own, it poses its own set of issues. Umelech slak kudendis, a certain type of salt. Bottom line is, ha-re'elu asurin, ve'eni surin isra'anos. In terms of halacha l'maisa, you have chol of akum in this Mishnah, you have pas akum in this Mishnah, you have bishol akum in this Mishnah, there's other halachas as well. Either way, first Gemara, chol of. But my echoshlo, why should chol of akum be awesome? Zok the Gemara. Ma, imishom echlufei. Are you worried that maybe the milk that the guy is giving you is not really from a kosher animal? Maybe it's from a pig. Maybe it's from a dog. Maybe it's from a non-kosher animal. The Gemara says, no way. We know that tahir chiver tamayarek. The colors of kosher milk and non-kosher milk are different. Kosher milk is white. Of a tummy, it's yarek. It's green, it's yellow, it's not a perfect white. V'i misho meruve. Maybe you're not worried that the glass of milk came directly from a chazer. But maybe you're worried there's a taruvah. There's a little bit of non-kosher milk inside. But the Gemara says it's a good way to figure it out. Nekum, why don't you try to make cheese out of it? You can't make cheese from a non-kosher animal's milk. So if you can't make cheese from a non-kosher animal's milk, go make cheese. So the Gemara says you're right. If this person has this milk because he wants cheese. Hachinami. Hachinami. The Gabay Lekim, he's using it as a damper. He's putting it in his coffee. He wants to eat cereal with it. I don't know. He's using it for something else. Doesn't want to make cheese. Yeah, it's very nice. If he wants to make cheese, there's a good way to find out. But what if he just wants the milk? So, but the Gemara says it's still an eight. So, Vinishkom in a kali. Just take a little bit. No, no. Take a look. Why the Chum had to say Cholav Akum is awesome? There's a way out. There's a way to know for sure whether you're having a little bit of a taruvah. Take a little bit out. Try to make cheese. So says the Gemara, it doesn't work. You know why? Because Kivin the Betar, Nami Ikenes Yuvi, the Lekaimi, Lekam Aleka, a lot of milsa. When you make cheese, not all the milk turns into cheese. Part of the milk turns into cheese, but part of it doesn't. The part that doesn't, it's called whey. W-H-E-Y. So the whey doesn't turn into cheese. So being that there's a part of it that doesn't turn into cheese, there has to be a concern that maybe there was really a taruvas of chalav tameh, and the chalav tameh is inside, the chalav tameh is inside the whey, and what's you're going to have a problem. Now, Rashi says, and the way he explains the Mishnah, that according to this teretz, and a chanami, the gvina would be mutter. I mean, the Gemara seems to be okay that the gvina is mutter. The gvina is mutter. What the Gemara is just saying is that, meaning if you bought chalav akum and you made gvina, that would be okay. But chalav akum is still problematic because if you don't turn it into cheese, maybe there's a taruvus. And even if you turned it into cheese, the chalav that you're left with would have a taruvus in it. But if you made it into cheese, it could be there's no issue. Because the whole issue of chalav would be, what's the issue of chalav that maybe there's a taruvus? Once you turn it into cheese, there's no taruvus. Now, had you bought it as cheese, you'd have all the problems that we had in the previous Gemara. He didn't buy it as cheese. They didn't smear it with chazer. There's no chaymitz. You're the one that was maimed it yourself. So all the issues that you had, arkevis nevela, sraf arla, those things aren't a problem. What's a problem is maybe there's a taruvus, the cheese itself, there's no issue. The Iba Yisema, that's the Iba Yisema according to Rashi. Afilu tema the kabayla legvina, ikat the kay beni atvi. That, no, chalav for sure is going to be awesome. Rashi said, explains the Gemara, and this Iba Yisema, the cheese itself would also be a problem because the cheese has in it holes, right? The grooves in the cheese, and it could be a little bit of the whey got in, which is not a problem. But if you chayish that there's a taruvus of chalav tameh with the whey, then it would be a problem. The bottom line is that's why you're gonna have an issue. So again, you're right. Technically, you can turn it into cheese. But that would only help the cheese according to one Iba Yisema in the Gemara. According to the second Iba Yisema, it wouldn't even help the cheese. But the chalav itself is for sure going to be off limits because the chalav, definitely, you have to be concerned, hasn't it, the taruvus of chalav tameh. So why is chalav akum aser? Because you're worried that there may be a taruvus of chalav tameh. So why, if it's chalav Yisrael, is a mutter? So that's really the Gemara and Daflam Ates on the days and the ikar sugya of chalav Akum and Chol of Companies and Chol of Stam is really when the Gemara talks not about the Chol of Akum that's Aser, but it's really more in the Gemara that talks about the Chol of Akum that's Mutter. That's a Gemara in the bottom of Taf Lamed Tes Amud Beis. Either way, this next Gemara is a classic. It's a classic Gemara, and it's also a very, very important Gemara in terms of Halacha L'Maaseh. So we'll just learn the Gemara today, and we'll get into the Reid Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow. Vapas. So Pas, Akum is something that's Aser as well. Omrav Kan, Omrav Yechanon, Pas Loi Hutra Bebesne. So the Mishnah said that the Chachamim said Cholav Akum is Aser. If it was Cholvoy Oivet Kechavim Ve'en Yisro Reyeu, Pas Akum is Aser and Shemen Akum is Aser. And then the Mishnah said Rebbe Ubeis Dinoi Heitiro HaShemen. That Rebbe, at some point, he overruled the Gzeira on Shemen and he said that no, Shemen Akum is going to be Mutas. Rav Kahana said in the name Rebbe Yoichanan, Pas Lehutra Vebesen. That even though the Mishnah says that Rebbe was Matir Shemen, but Rebbe wasn't Matir Pas. Says the Gemara, Michal Dikaman the Shari. It sounds like somebody must hold that Rebbe was Matir Pas. Because if nobody holds Rebbe was Matir Pas, why would Rebbe Yoichanan have to say it? The Mishnah says Rebbe was Matir Shemen. So why are we all? Because he was Matir Shemen, he was Matir Pas. He didn't say it about Cholov. So obviously, there must be some opinion, somebody was spreading rumors, that Rebbe was Matir Pas. And for that reason, Rabbi Yochanan felt that he had to get up in Bezdin and make it very clear, Kol Kaira Pashkevil, and that no, Pas Loi Hutra Bebezdin. Sokta Gemara. So where did this rumor start from? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you the rest of the story. Chiyos Rav Dimi Yomar, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael back to Bavel, he says, I'm going to tell you a Maisa Shahoya Kachoy, I'll tell you a story that they say over in Eretz Yisrael. Pa Machas Yotz Rebbe Lasad. Rebbe once went to the field. Vehevi Oivik Echavim Bafon of Paspurni. And an Oivik Echavim brought him bread. Mafei Soz, a nice piece of bread. Oh my Rebbe, Rebbe said, Kame no Pazu. Ah, what a, this bread looks gewaldig. Ma Ro Chachavim La Yisrael. Why did the Chachavim make it awesome? The Gemara says, Ma ro chachamim, why the chachamim make pas asa mishum chasnos? The Gemara is going to say in tomorrow's daf lamed vama mebeis, probably the most well-known Gemara, Masechtas Avodah Zarah, that the reason pas akum is asa is for the same reason yayin and shemin is asa, because we were worried that you're going to get too close to the oivdik chachamim, the next thing you know, you're going to become the chatunim with them. You're going to marry into them. Everyone knows why pas akum is asa. Hello. No. What Rebbe said was, Ma ro chachamim lo isra v'sad. Why the chachamim say it's asa in a sad? I understand you shouldn't go into a restaurant in a city, in a populated area, and eat bread. That could bring the chasnas. But you're in a sada? What chasnas are you going to get in a sada? So if there's no chasnas in a sada, Rashi says it's a krei ba'alma, it's milsa de leishchicha. Why the chachamim make it us in the field? So Rebbe's out in a field, and Rebbe sees an oivik kechavim that has bread, and he says, wow, what a kamen no pazu. Ma ro chachamim la oisra. Now the oilam was there. Kesurim am the am thought hit the Rebbe a pass. The Rebbe actually was saying, not it doesn't make sense why the chachamim didn't aser sada, or why the chachamim asered sada. He was taking it a step further. He was saying, you know what? I think it should be mutter. And Rebbe was overruling the original gzeira, and he was being mater pass. Al kopanu besada, but v'lohi Rebbe lo hitter as a pas. That's not what Rebbe was saying. Rebbe was just remarking that I don't understand why the chachamim asur pas besada. But now the chachamim asur pas besada, pas is going to be asur besada. Either way, that was the origin of the rumor. The rumor came from Rebbe's comment that he once made that ma ro chachamim lo isra besada kesvur na'am. The oilam thought that Rebbe was matter pas over kechavim besada. They started spreading rumors. Rabbi Yochanan had to get up in Beis Medrash and he had to say that pas lo yhutra bebez. It's not true. Rabbi Yosef itaim Rabbi Shmuel by Yehuda Amar lo ikachayim ais. That's not the story. The story went a little different. Rabbi once went to a place. The oilam was very hungry. There was no food. They didn't have bread. Oh, my Rabbi said, "Ain't kan palter? Is there no baker?" Now they were in a non-Jewish area. The place, there wasn't a Heimish place that they were in. Kesfur na'av, so the oilam thought, "What do you mean? What, Rabbi's looking for a palter? Rabbi's looking for a baker? Probably he's looking for a palter evik echavim. Oh, Rabbi probably was matter bread of an evik echavim." Not any Yovik HaChavim, of a palter that came from a baker. That's what caused the rumor. But the truth is, it was a mistake. It was only a rumor. Because V'hulay Amar Ela Palti Yisrael, he wasn't looking for a baker that was a guy. He was looking for a Yid. They thought, well, where are you going to find a Jewish baker over here? But no, that's really what he was looking for. He was looking for a Jewish baker. But in reality, Rebbe was never matter. He wasn't matter pas akum besada, like in the first rumor. He wasn't matter the pass of a palter oivet kechavim, like in the second rumor. Rather, it's like Rav Kahana says right in the beginning of the Gemara in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, pas lo yhutra bebezden. So, if you have to hold cup in this Gemara, it's a very important Gemara. It's going to be very important to raid tomorrow's daf. So, what happened? Rabbi Yochanan said that even though there were rumors floating around that Rebbe, just like he was matter shem and he was also matter pas, it was because of master shahoyas, kachoyas, it's all a mistake. Rebbe was never matter nothing. He wasn't matter pas besoda, where it's akrei balma. He wasn't matter pas palter of an oivik echavim. Rebbe was not matter anything. Now, let's try to understand this next Gemara. Rav Chelboy said, afilu lamanda amr palter oivik echavim, even according to the Mandama that holds that palter oivik kechavim's pass is mutter, that you let it eat the bread of a baker that's a guy. You're only allowed to eat it if there's no Jewish baker. But let's say there's a Jewish baker, you have to eat his bread. And you're not allowed to eat the palter of oivik kechavim. Rabbi Yechanan said something else. Afilu the Mandama palter oivik kechavim, even according to the Mandama that holds, you're allowed to eat from the bread of an oivik kechavim. It's only true besade. But in the city, not mishum chasnos, because of chasnos. Suck the Gemara that Rav Chelboy and Rabbi Yochanan both said that even according to the Mandama that holds that Rebbe was not their pas, that it's okay to eat bread of a palter over kechavim, but each one presented his own caveat, his asterisks. Rav Chelboy said it has to be b'mokin that there's no pas palter Yisrael, but if there's pas palter Yisrael, then it's okay. Rabbi Yochanan said it's even if it's only if it's besada, not if it's be'er. Now, we just learned the Gemara. The Gemara said this was all a rumor. It's a mistake. Rebbe was never mater pas akum. He wasn't mater pas akum besada. He wasn't mater pas palter. He wasn't mater anybody. So how could Rabbi Chelboy and Rabbi Yochanan, the same Rabbi Yochanan, by the way, that said pas lo yhutra bebezden, they're commenting now on this. Who's this man da'omar? The rumor? Who's the man da'omar? It's a pella, the Gemara. All the Rishonim asked the Kasha. It's a pella, this Gemara. This Gemara is one of the bases to the idea that Pas Palter today is mutter. Again, given certain circumstances, but we'll go through the halachas of Shulchan Aruch tomorrow. But the bottom line is, what's going on here? You start off, the first half of the Gemara made it very, very clear. There was a rumor based on a story where people just, they completely botched the story. There was a rumor that had spread that Rebbe, maybe given certain circumstances, saw that Palter was mater Pas Akro. But Rabbi Yochanan said, it's a rumor, it's a mistake. He was never mata. Loy hochu bebezin. And now we have a whole machloikas amayroim. Kev, a ganze shtickel toiro over here. According to the mandama that holds, that it's mutter, it's only besada, it's not peir, it's only if there's leka pas palti Yisrael. Now, if there is pas palti Yisrael, who's there? There is no such mandama. This Manda Omar is not real. So Lachur, if it's not real, how do you understand Pashim Shana this Gemara? Taita, Eve have a menachas of Achol Pasa Be'mitri. Eve was once eating bread at the border. It was like right by the end of the city, right by the Sada. Amalu Rava, Vitem Rav Nachar, Mayisak, Loi, Deshtoi, Bahadei Eve. Don't talk to Eve, you're learning. Deka'ocha lach madar moi. The reason is because he eats bread from a mar moi. And being that he eats bread from an ar moi, it's for that reason you shouldn't eat.